Welcome everyone to day 34 of the Winter Feast for the Soul. So I invite you to just take a moment to settle into your seat, finding the sense of ground, sense of arrival in your body, in the present moment. And continuing our discussion of wisdom or understanding, and particularly the three marks of existence, we are on the third mark, which is no self, which is, again, a very big topic. And so I just want to point to a few things in this topic. So, of course, we have a self. In a practical kind of way. We have a continuous physical existence, and we have a continual psychological existence with our history. And in a practical kind of way, we have an identity that unfortunately some people can steal. We want to hold on to that. So we're not talking about that in the kind of practical sort of way. And in fact, Lama Willa, who's the founder of Natural Dharma Fellowship, talks about this, that of course we all need a healthy sense of self with good boundaries and the ability to feel safe in our environments and in our lives. So that's kind of a prerequisite for even stepping onto the cushion. We hope that we have that as we step onto the cushion. So what are we talking about when we're talking about no self? And it's really an invitation to look at, in some ways, the same topic we were talking about yesterday, which is everything is changing all the time. We think about how we've changed, how our moods change, and how everything kind of shifts. And so that we don't hold on to who we were at seven necessarily. In some ways, letting go of that and letting it shift and letting us be in the present moment can be really helpful to us, to not hold on to that, those stories that we have about ourselves, and really be present with what's happening right now. The other way to really look at it, and the other invitation, is something that Norman Fisher talked about, and I've never heard it talked about in this kind of way. And it's really interesting. He talks about, if we're empty of self, what are we full of? Which is a really interesting question. I've never heard it put like that. And he said, like an empty balloon and an empty glass, if beings are empty of own being or self, what are they full of? And they're full of connection. And I had never thought of it that way. They are full of one another. They are so radically interdependent, they cannot exist in their own right as separate existent entities. They are in fact no things. There is only the endless ebb and flow of being. And I think it's a real invitation to look at the ways in which we're in relation to everything around us, even in a practical kind of way. If we think about how our parents needed to meet in order for us to exist here. And so it's this wider, deeper way in which we can look at how interconnected we are, how our happiness is dependent upon other people's happiness, that there's this kind of ebb and flow in our life. And so I want to invite you today to let that ebb and flow of your relationships, your connections, particularly because we're practicing in a group, be the ground of your practice. Don't get hung up on no self. See the ways in which you're connected and how things are flowing for you. So shifting to the more formal practice, again, taking your seat within your body, on your cushion or chair. Also feeling the ways in which you're taking your seat in the circle of our practice together. There's a reason why we're practicing together. We have this opportunity to feel that sense of connectedness and support for each other in our practice. And it's really lovely. And then from that sense of groundedness in our circle, feeling the length of your back so that you're upright but not rigid, not too loose, not too tight, connecting to your own natural human dignity and worthiness as part of this circle, that we all bring this sense of worthiness. And then allowing the shoulders to be relaxed so there's a sense of opening or softening in front, connecting to your tender heart, your sense of care for yourself and for others. It's me and others. And then resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it, and allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and joy and connection of our practice together.